Well, day one of the John J. Harris wrestling tourney got underway Friday afternoon in Corning, and by the end of the day, New Hampton was in first place with 111.5 points. Atlantic and Creston Orient Maxburg were tied for second place with 92 points. Missouri Valley was in fourth with 56.5 points. Red Oak fifth with 54 points. Also in the top 10, Panorama was in 7th place with 45 points. Winterset was in 8th with 30.5 points. Bedford Lennox had 28.5 for 9th place. Shenandoah placed 10th with 24 points. You can take a look at the rest of the standings after day one and the brackets associated for today under our sports page at KJAN.com. Now, the consolation round gets underway today in Corning at 10 o'clock, the semifinal at around 11:30. Finals are this afternoon at 4 o'clock. In area girls basketball action from Friday night, it was Atlantic beating Clarinda 41-29. Also, the Audubon Wheelers girls basketball team jumped out to an early 8-0 lead over AHSTW on Friday night and rode away with a 49-31 win, a game you might have heard on KJAN. The Wheelers led 14-8 at the end of the first quarter and pushed the lead to 9 by halftime. Audubon then used free throws to put the game out of reach in the third with a 37-21 lead. Sydney Obermeyer was Audubon's leading scorer on the night with 16 points. Claire Olson had 11 first-half points on her way to 15 for the game. The Wheelers improved to 8-4 with the win and will next face a tough trainer team on Tuesday night. AHSTW was led and lost by Kinsey Scheffler with 12 points as they fall to 5-9 on the season. Next up for the Lady Vikes is a home game against Logan Magnolia on Tuesday. Elsewhere in girls basketball from around the listening area, it was Central Decatur over Nottoway Valley 62-42. Coon Rapids Bayer beating Arweva 36-20. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat TJ in girls hoops 55-51. Denison Schleswig had a 60-59 win over Kemper Catholic. Exira EHK beat Boyer Valley 70-47. The Griswold girls had a 48-43 win over Missouri Valley. IKM Manning down Tri-Center 62-13. Also in southwest Iowa, it was I-35 over Bedford 60-22 in girls basketball action. Kingsley Pearson beat West Monona 76-64. Lewis Central was a 53-44 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Logan Magnolia girls beat Riverside 69-19. Mount Air was a 76-48 winner over Corydon of Wayne. Panorama girls had a 61-34 win over Adair Casey Guthrie Center. Also, it was Pleasantville over Afton East Union 65-37. Other southwest Iowa action saw Red Oak beat Harlan 55-35. Seymour was a 69-17 winner over Orient Maxburg. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 74-51. It was southeast Warren over Lennox 54-36. St. Albert beating Creston 59-48 in girls hoops. Trainer blew away past Underwood 60-37. West Central Valley of Stewart was a 52-45 winner over Madrid. West Harrison down Woodbine 64-60. In the Corner Conference girls basketball tournament, third place went to Essex with a 49-45 win over Fremont Mills. The championship went to Sydney with their 47-36 victory over Stanton. In boys basketball action, the Atlantic Trojans beat Clarinda 69-29 last night. Also, the AHSTW Vikings boys basketball team put on a great performance for Friday night with their 76-54 win, and that was over Audubon. After a close back and forth in the game for much of the first half, the Vikings put on a late second quarter lead to lead by 36-26 at the break. They then blew the game open with a 24-point third quarter to take a 23-point lead and cruise to the win. And in other boys basketball action from last night, it was Arweva over Coon Rapids Baird, 61-45. In overtime, Bondurant Farrar over Carroll, 75-70. Central Decatur boys downing Nottoway Valley, 68-41. Abe Lincoln was a 64-35 winner over Council Bluffs TJ. Exira EHK beat Boyer Valley in boys hoops, 66-63. Glenwood was a 68-34 winner over Shenandoah. Harlan beat Red Oaks, 79-56. IKM Manning down Tri-Center, 80-48. I-35 was a 59-31 winner over Bedford. Also in boys basketball, Kemper Catholic downed Denison Schleswig 76-37. It was Lennox over Southeast Warren 70-46. Lewis Central beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 62-40. Logan Magnolia boys pulled off a 70-28 victory over Oakland Riverside. Missouri Valley downed Griswold 52-29. It was Orient Maxburg defeating Seymour 70-67. And Pleasantville over Afton East Union 72-62. Other boys basketball action saw St. Albert beat Creston 79-74. Underwood was a 58-41 winner over Trainer. Corydon of Wayne beat Belair 55-53. It was West Central Valley of Stewart with a 64-57 win over Madrid, and West Harrison beating Woodbine 64-60. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors picked up their sixth straight win Friday by knocking off one of the other contenders in the NBA's Western Conference. Kevin Durant poured in 32 points, and the Warriors dominated the third quarter to cruise past the Rockets 125-108 in Houston. Charlotte had been 0-7 versus the top three teams in the East, that is, until Kemba Walker poured in 32 points on 11 of 16 shooting in a 113-78 laugher against Toronto. Other NBA action saw Utah's Rudy Gobert had a career high of 27 points and 25 rebounds, but the Jazz needed overtime to beat Dallas 112-107. Atlanta was a 102-93 winner over Chicago. Mark Gasol and Mike Conley led the Grizzlies to a 107-91 romp against Sacramento in Memphis. Robert Covington's 22-point performance included a pair of three-pointers in the final 40 seconds of Philadelphia's 93-92 win against Portland and the 76ers' eighth win in 10 games. Also, Orlando ended a three-game skid as Elfrid Payton scored 20 points and Jeff Green added 18 and 7 rebounds off the bench in a 112-96 triumph over Milwaukee. Brooklyn's 11-game skid is over after Brooke Lopez and Bojan Bogdanovic had 23 points apiece to lead the Nets 143-114 in their dismantling of the Pelicans at New Orleans. And the Lakers beat the Pacers by a dozen points as Lou Williams pumped in 27 points in a 108-96 verdict over Indiana. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs say they still don't know how long they'll be without Pau Gasol following surgery to repair a fractured left ring finger. The 16-year veteran center was injured during warm-ups Thursday night, jamming his left hand into Kyle Anderson's left shoulder during a layup drill. Gasol is averaging 11.7 points and 7.9 rebounds in 39 games this season. In top 25 college basketball, North Carolina coach Roy Williams said freshman Tony Bradley Jr. could return today against Boston College after missing two games with a concussion. The 6'11" Bradley is averaging 8.1 points and 5.7 rebounds and 15.1 minutes per game off the bench for the ninth-ranked Tar Heels. In football, the Atlanta Falcons' top wide receiver appears to be ready to face Green Bay in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. The same can't be said, though, for three of the Packers' wideouts. Falcons deep threat Julio Jones practiced Friday for the first time since aggravating his sprained left toe in last week's playoff win against Seattle. Jones initially injured the toe during Week 13 and had to miss two games. He said on Thursday that he expected to play this weekend and showed no noticeable limp as he went through Friday's drills. On the other side, Packers coach Mike McCarthy said he may not know the status of Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, and Geronimo Allison until just before kickoff on Sunday. Nelson was limited in practice this week as he recovers from broken ribs that caused him to miss Sunday's win over Dallas. Adams is bothered by an ankle injury, and Allison has a hamstring issue. Nelson and Adams combined for 26 touchdown catches during the regular season, with Nelson leading the NFL with 14 points. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.